das falas a fila a keres, sara lach el levare. Here it goes, so that's why. Says the Rosh the following kash, the new kash, the Rabbis. Hod amin and bivishani perikam of the brachas, salach avav, gabi hod am a brachas lupa lachavika. Hain of Mosachas Lebaro, who bought by a kiddush, here is the Lupa Lebaro for Agaf and the Mosachas Lebaro, Kaval. So what do you see? It's against the rule. Umishani shani o achar a kiddush habe haskola sachila acheres. Tzorach lach o Lebaro. Here it's also, that's why. Says the Rosh the following kash, the new kash, the Rabbah. Hod amin and bivishani perikam of the brachas salach avav gabi hod am a brachas lupa lachavika hein at mosachas lebaro who bought by a kiddush here at the lupa lebaro for agaf and the mosachas lebaro kaval. So what do you see? It's against the rule. Umishani shani ha shani ha there is different shim hoya ocha the gold yom umashach sudas lachi kadesh hayom hein a omer bore for agaf and the perish yirisham he don't have a bore for agaf in the circumstance. V'ilu ha-yakidish hefzik la-hatrich ha-mozi v'shul d'nesvel av-achila hu adin d'nesvel av-ashtia v'tzarach al-arach barf regaf v'kod ha-kidish. If you didn't know ha-mozi, you didn't know barf regaf, and you don't need to know barf regaf, the Gemara says. The kash against whom? Against the rib. The Russian, here we go, kash of kulak nashvet. The vaday ha-isir achila goreem l'kidish the Havei Hefzik Lahatzrich HaMotzi. Abel Borech Re'agofen Shukodem HaKiddush Tishul Yisir HaShtia Lo Havei Hefzik. What does that mean? It sounds like Sisrei Torah. Again. The Vare HaYisir HaChila Goram HaKiddush the Havei Hefzik Lahatzrich HaMotzi. I will go for a golf and shoot a kiddush, Mishulisa Ashti, Allah, I have to. Why not? What's the difference? What's he talking about? The same is to the drink, is an is to eat, it's exactly the same thing. Who gets before kiddush or after kiddush? So the carb and the style that I asked you to look at gives the following interpretation. Sitkat Machot. Ritzona, the second white line. The Tartivina. Machmas hazman sheesh isalecho. The gam ovid meisa hefzik amiris kiddush. You need two things to require a new bracha. A, you're not permitted to eat. B, you did something. Masha enken gabi yayin adayin lo hefzik amiris kiddush. Alkein al also kosh of lo kiddush ain't tol of our forefrego. Masha enken bedrichas alechem shizmano acha kiddush. Yeah? Nishma Mindos is the carbon asano. The Kishem Mekardesh ala pas. Shasei der hanochon lebarot betchila moti ala pas. Vachakam omol ala kiddush. Kimo kei me hai taima. Ein tzara plevarach ha moti. Vachin kosset mama ha rong. And the Mishnah Berurah for that matter is exactly the same thing. This is wild. Shabuos Reishan Avs Kot Yud Zayin is on the Marble Cups. I tell you the truth, I don't buy it. I push it, don't buy it. I mamish can't understand this distinction. What do you mean? If the time is cut, if you no longer eat, you can't eat. What's that to a Maisa? What's a Maisa with you? I don't like it. Well, I've called no better shot. Have a better shot, anybody? Who's for a better shot? Yes?
No.
No. That's not a problem. That's the question when they say it, don't say that. You mentioned a little bit there. Test. I have a shot! A
completely different than the Korban Asana. Completely different. Based on the Rosh Hashanah. Never look back at yourself. The only reason why you say Amos, I'm suggesting. Only through the Amotzi is it nikba as a Suda's Shabbos b'nei atzma, as opposed to a continuation of the weekend. Back to the Rosh Hashanah. The demarcate, separate the weekend from the Shabbos. A new Amotzi is critical to establish that it's a new meal. Or if I got them finished, that's the one who had it. Amotzi needed for a special reason. That's South Akasha completely. There's no comparison. I'm not trying to Hesech Hadas as such. No Hesech Hadas really. He knows what he's doing. It's a new broad. The new Amotzi is needed to establish a new meal. I left me Akasha. If there's no Hesech Hadas, you'd be considered a bracha wat. No. A bracha wat. I don't know, Tala, what do we call it? Bracha Shein and Tzvito. Of course, a new bracha like this. No, I answer. Not a bracha Shein and Tzvito. The alternative would be to require benching. To require five bracha Shein and Tzvito. I'm supposed to, she is officially over. That's a little bit of an overtime. Well, I'm right. If you're Mekadosh on a pot, what we did? Need a motzi or not need a motzi? Yes or no? Yes! Of course, it's against the Korban Asana on the Bogan Agro, but the Mishnah proved. Wow. I gotta tell you, going against big, big guns. Yeah? You don't make a gun. That's the offer of the Rishon. The reason is that we come in and sue us. Don't do it, Baruch HaGod. Right. It's not enough. According to this chapter, in addition, you also have to have a new amount. Yeah, right. That's right. Why can't you have to be trying to rush? You're right. Doesn't sound like it. May I point out that this trap may be made too original. But it doesn't fit in well with the words of the rush. But the rush, the words, oh, where's the rush? Where is it? End of the line. The Bara Isra Achila Gorm the Kiddush to have a half say Lahatri Chamotzi. Yeah, it doesn't finish the well of the words. You're right. Okay, but maybe it's a shot anyway. I don't know. Excuse me for the words, the same shot. Other people use the same shot. The riff. This elaborate. Right, the riff didn't elaborate. The riff didn't make a Lamotzi. Right, it didn't say why. I think, right? I don't think the riff said why. The riff just said made a statement. Snapshot in a rush. If they can still say it's down the rim. That's right, this is a multi. Let's say a word. Rabosai, I want to say one more thing on this Nakuda. The fact that you don't make Kiddush, you make Kiddush with no Baruch HaGod, I thought against the Rosh Hashanah. Different yourself. But put Rav Chaim in the following story. I heard it about Ted. That's what I see printed. Page Kuk Ted's Love in the same. That was based on the Yartich. A person walks to Lake Rabdo, happens in my house, not once. Shulis Rashi, okay. That was never the concept. I mean, this is you brought the dog, this is the bear, and the sovereign. And come to the for the Amat of the God. Good, good. Wrong to yourself from time, but the Kiddush wouldn't be that. Because the Kiddush, the bar for a God, is an integral part of the Kiddush. So the Rav said, leave it right. So I put an offer to Rishon against the Rav. Here it says, I made that bar for a God on Friday afternoon, the sun is still shining. It was 2 hours ago. Now I'm just continuing to eat and 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 to eat. Now, fine for Kiddush. So what do I do for the Rishonim? I say the Kaddish HaShabbos. Don't say, what about Baruch HaGav? How can I say that Baruch HaGav? This is part of Kiddush. Because Rav answered. Rav said, well, if you need it, then it's a good part. If you don't need it, then it's not. It's real brisk. Splitting hairs, thin hairs. I don't quite see why that should be so. But I don't know why. Something Rav said enough time. I don't think I can have it. I don't feel the record felt too well. Oh. Now, Rabbo said, back to the Machab, I said, Rav said, he says, give 2 days. The mafzik lahavdil ein tzarach l'morach borach b'ragof and al-kol shel Abdullah v'yesh al mishu tzarach. Question, why should Abdullah be any different than Kiddush? Kiddush, we know, Rabbo Sai, we just learned we don't make a borach b'ragof. I would say Abdullah's a kal v'chaymer. Why did a kal v'chaymer? Kiddush, you're required to stop. And so you don't make a borach b'ragof, and Abdullah, you're not required to stop. Allah has come of the kal. Why since it's your Yesh Alam says you have to make a bar for God for another $1? Madam, you can't get any more. No, of course not. No, obviously. You didn't make bar for God, you didn't make a bar for God. That's the question. You made a bar for God, before the sunset. The Madam, when it comes to Kiddush, you're forced to stop. Still, you don't need a bar for God. Shalosh Shudas, you're not forced to stop, so you need a bar for a coffin. Till they go.
Why? You're forced to stop.
You're right. You didn't have a mind not to talk about it. We're not discussing it. How he did it before you to make a new bar for God. You didn't have it on. That's right. The question is, why should it be so? So the Mishnah Brura patches up a little bit, but now it doesn't really patch up at all. The Mishnah Brura says, a kula. Shemapsik lahavdil. The Mishnah Brura says, I know our people in Hoya Kabua. Mitchila the Shtiel of An. The Mechuya Rapsik. A Kerry says, even if you only were drinking, and if you're only drinking, you have to stop as soon as the sun sets. If you're eating, mikvah as soon as Shabbos, so you can schlep another hour. If it's only drinking, it's not powerful enough to be considered like a man. No. I'll do that for that later. Tomorrow. That's what I mentioned. So the question becomes, if he's just drinking, so then he's clear of the stuff. All right, so what? When it comes to Friday night, he's also clear of the stuff. And I thought, he can't we say he's no need for a new bar for a government? See, here too, he's clear of the stuff, he's no need for a new bar for a government. That's no cash. But the question is, a flea atzuma, how do you explain a second sheet? We have to make a bracha here for a bar for a government. It makes no sense. So the Mishnah Brura says in Sifkat Yud, we pass it the first day that you don't make the Lord for a God. The Tov Lizar L'Chathila L'Lahato Nesuda. Why? Because you're going to end up with a Sabbath Brooks. But according to that, if you didn't have any wine in the meal yet, and now you're going to require a new, certainly the Lord for a God for the wine, nothing won't make up all the meal, that's what he says. So I saw the same as Shmira Shabbos Bechosa, Perek Samach, Sif Kofei. It's not a good idea to have to make Abdullah do this. You know why? You do that, I would say. Because the Alter Rebbe, the Alpha Rebbe said to you, make up in the middle of the Shabbat Shuddah, you can't stay with the same bench. Slip is not a good idea. But I said before, the Machab is not Mashma that way. The Machab doesn't say anything wrong with it. He said, yeah, guys, make up the middle of the bench is a matter of course. One of two things it is. Either we argue from Alpha Rebbe. Or so what? See, it all just said. So what's the difference? It is the same with say. It's never say twice already, no. I'm not sure which way to put it, but the Machab is not the whole Shema Shabbos at all. Either one? I think the Alter Rebbe said, you say, Baruch HaAv, he also would make up the same thing. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Could happen. Look at the Shema Shabbos, that same thing, he calls that also. If you say Baruch HaAv, he says, but you don't say, you say anything. He calls that basically Alter Rebbe, I think so. Take a look for a moment, and I'll stop after this. I have to. What? Baruch Amar. Hold on. Yeah, sure can happen. I can see that. One second. What is it? He said, "Hivdil the rosh hashem sudaso ain a tzur losha baruch amotzi." Avoshul lo yaskim ain amar b'birchas amotzi. Who said so? Out the Rebbe. Shulchan Aruch Harav. That's what he may actually have done. What if he made just Baruch HaMavdil? Give me another minute. He talks about something, but someone didn't underline it. Do me a favor, it's on this page somewhere. I can't find it right now. If a person at Baruch HaMavdil in the middle of a meal, in the middle of Shalosh Shuddos, but he did make Abdullah Lakos, and then he benches subsequently, does he... Oh, hold on. Let's stay with Tana. I think it's somewhere in this page, I can't find it. We'll stop here. Tomorrow, Mishnah, I didn't even get to this from the studio. We have to finish up a few things about the Rafa still. Those are the front of the studio of the various Rafas which have to be made. So let's discuss that first. And if we finish discussing that, we'll be able to get to the issue of the Kiddush Mokh and Suda. All right. Remember we spoke about the issue of what happens to the person makes Abdullah in the middle of Shalosh Shuddos. That's what we talked about. So we spoke about the question, 2 days from the Mechaber, from Reish Tzadik Tes Yud Gimel, what to do as far as having to make another Baruch for a government or not. So we thought, Pashas, the answer should be certainly not to make another Baruch for a government. Mad, I'm going to come to make a Kiddush, when it gets to Shabbos time, we pass him. You don't have to make another Baruch for a government. You rush to get up in the Yerushalmi, Talmud, when it comes to Shalosh Shuddos, you can keep our own eating. So if you want to knock it down from a Kavah Chomer to a Hu Adin, you still make the Kasha Shver. We can refer to the case where you didn't wash. Don't drink wine. If you want to drink out, if you drink any wine, you can't go on indefinitely. You have to stop it until it gets dark. But even if you say that shot, it's still Shver the second day, and so we have to roll what? Be positive, even if you have to stop, you still make another Baruch Greg up. So that's a big Kasha. So far, we have no answer to that Kasha. But to make matters worse, the Mogan Avraham, quoted by the B.R. Lachlan, as you see, Rachel said it says, Gimel, says that if even a Shiloh, you have to make Hamotzi. You hear this now? You have to make Hamotzi in the middle of this meal. You eat in Shiloh Shuddos, you make Abdullah, you have to make Hamotzi all over there. What's the Shiloh? So Pashtus the Shiloh is. Pashtus the Shiloh is exactly the same Shiloh has the Rush. Lachlan was developing along the rib. You have to make a Hamotzi. If you're having a meal Friday night, suddenly the sun sets, you have to make Kiddush. You must make it a Hamotzi or not. So the Mogan Avraham seems to be assuming that exactly the same shadow which we had when it came to Hamotzi after Kiddush pertained to Hamotzi after Havdalah. The question is, I'm going to get up and ask a mind-boggling question. What in the world is the mother going to go for that? The only reason I have to make a motri after Kiddush is because why? How do Rosh explain why I make a motri after Kiddush? Because you have to stop eating. If you have to stop eating, so therefore you have to make a motri after Kiddush. That's how the Rosh explained Shiva Sarit. So then how in the world can the Magen Avraham say that to make a new Hamotzi after Havdalah? Till they employ it. So when it comes to Havdalah, we pass an halacha, but you don't have to stop. We do it every week, every Shabbat. It's happening in a shul. You make a Shabbat Shuddit, after Mincha, a shul, a shdibul. You keep right on growing, you keep right on eating. That's how we pass an halacha, aim of seeking Havdalah. So that's the case. If I happen to be Mavsik Havdalah, why in the world should I be required to make a new Hamotzi? When it comes to Kiddush, the Rosh explained, since you couldn't continue the meal, now that until you make Kiddush, after you make Kiddush, you have to make Hamotzi. When it comes to Abdullah, you're permitted to continue the meal without Abdullah. You decide you want to make Abdullah, so why should the new Hamotzi be warranted? The milk and Avraham is still employed. That's the kashrut should be along, because he has no answer, Torah, and Golem. Kiani has died, even give the answer based on the Rosh himself. Against what we said in Shia yesterday. Shua is not matching too much emotion in Rosh, as someone asked me yesterday in Shia. But after he came, for Emperor Magen Avraham, we can make the following suggestion. Namely, that you need the Hamotzi after Havdalah, not because you had to stop. You didn't have to stop, you could have kept on going. But the whole point of the Havdalah is to separate between the Shabbos meal and the weekday meal. So in order to demonstrate, if you decide to keep the Shalosh Shuddos going, you can go an hour and a half after Shkia, no problem. That's all later with the Shabbos meal. And then you make Havdalah at the end. No problem. But should you decide to make Havdalah as soon as it gets dark, and you're still in the middle of the meal, that's no good according to the Magen Avraham. It's according to one side of the Magen Avraham. And the reason it's no good is because we have to have the Havdalah, we said before, the Kiddush at the bookend. The Kiddush before the Shabbos meal, the Havdalah after the Shabbos meal. You're in the middle of the Shalosh Shuddos meal, and it gets dark, and you make Havdalah, and you keep right on going without making the Hamotzi. So then one might argue that's the continuation of the meal still has some vestige of the shemesh through the Shabbos on it. There's no difference, Abdullah. It hasn't been clearly demarcated as a separate entity. The way that, as we mentioned in Shia yesterday, the way that it's demarcated separately is by making a motzi.
It still has some
difference. Well, that's because the Magen Avraham suggests, and maybe that's not the right thing to do, because if you do that, then you may have Abdullah in the middle of a Shabbos meal. We don't want that. We want Abdullah to separate between the Shabbos meal and the weekday meal. And the way to do that is to make sure that whatever comes after Abdullah should be considered and labeled as a completely weekday meal. The way to achieve that is by making the Hamotzi. Why don't you bench? If you want to bench, you just behave. You don't have to bench. You don't have to bench. Same as when it came to Kiddush, you don't have to bench. Or if you make a new Hamotzi for the Vazeya, you don't have to bench. You don't have to bench. Right. Was it? You going to ask the question of the Baruch Hashem? Excuse me. I asked the question yesterday. If you're going to require him to bench, you make more Baruch Hashem. So it's true that Lush and the Rosh and the Mash were not that way. And that's why I guess they asked him long enough Rav until they employ him. But with the Rav you saw, that you suggested yesterday, even though it may not be deep shot the Rosh, maybe shot the Rif, you suggested maybe. But you have to have a new meal, and that's what I'm cook for the most concerned. Not a Hesper Hadass. No, son. In the very beginning, it's not really Hesper Hadass so much. It's just they have to make a new Hamotzi to make establish a new Suda. If that's the case, one should say exactly the same story when it comes to Abdullah. Because what is Abdullah supposed to separate between? The Shabbos meals and the weekday meals. Mimela, it seems to me, that one might argue as follows. What if the person didn't say Hamotzi? As no, I'm just suggesting. The person did not say the Hamotzi. Then perhaps you would still say Ritzeh. But what we're saying now, that the reason for Hamotzi is to make sure that the second part of the meal should be labeled as a purely weekday meal, with no vestige of Shabbos left in it. That implies that if you did not make a Hamotzi, that there is still some vestige of Shabbos, Hashem Shabbos left in the remainder of the meal. If you got the kind of Dima in the Havdalah, which requires us to say the Hamotzi, and some vestige of Shabbos left in the meal, one might argue, and in fact, you should say Ritzeh in benching, even though you already said Havdalah, perhaps. Now, that's the case. Yeah, put it all, if you put it all to the hopper, what's the halacha l'maaseh? So, yeah. First of all, we pass, we don't make it a broken off in one. Pashas. The Makabah said, Yeshomer, we'll explain, we haven't still haven't explained the Yeshomer, we'll explain it later. It's really not Shver Shita, we'll get to it a little bit later. We'll do that after the moment. The Hamoti, which is critical over here. The new Hamoti, which gives it its new status, its status is a brand new meal. So I ask, that's the case, what happens if you don't make a Hamoti? Right? Then it may still be some kind of Shabbos beginning. And Allah for the mice. I mean, the final question, Allah for the mice. Assuming you accept the Qumrah of the Mogan Avram, not to make Abdullah in the middle of a meal. Right? Because that's what the Mogan Avram is in effect saying. Because once you make Abdullah, really you shouldn't continue the meal. But it's only a subject. He's not sure. He's not sure, so what do you do if you're not sure? You don't make Abdullah at all. In the middle of it. Ideally shouldn't do it. See, let's say he did it. Let's say, for example, he was in the middle of Shabbos Shudas and he said, make Abdullah. He makes Abdullah. And he asked, all right, now can I keep on eating? But he asked, but he asked the Rav. Moses, no Moses. The Rav said, something about the Rav, so just stop eating. There's no eating. Okay, that's the next the bench. Comes back to the Rav and asks the Shah, they say, he said Abdullah. And he didn't. And then the Rav passed for him that he can't eat anymore because the stomach is not going to rub. The stomach is rough as the one gets down, the stomach is rough. He's not that hungry, he already ate plenty. Right? He gets the whole Shabbos of eating, stuffing himself, it's better off being left. And they can't anymore. I can't anymore. Rabbi, I might as well make Abdullah. I might as well bench. He made that Abdullah. So I see bench. You stay with Sayana. Yeah?
What about
the
Rabbi
decided to get up
and speak for an hour. The
shul
was having
a
regular
meeting
tomorrow.
You want to let me say retay after tomorrow. Well, if you didn't do your homework, it's telling me what you're about to Baruch. Then I have two homeworks. You have to say retay. You can't look it up at the back of the retay. You say retay after Baruch Hamavlo. It's still homework. You have to have a new shot. You say retay after tomorrow. My guess is you don't say what's here after that. It's important to also say don't say after Abdullah, the Alta Rebbe, you probably wouldn't say what's here after Maru either. But I want to know, is the Alta Rebbe right? That's the question. But if the whole part is that if Mogan Avraham's throat was saying that perhaps you shouldn't, perhaps you should require the Hamotzi, the way we set shots, because otherwise it will be considered a vestige of the Suda Shabbos, then it should require a thing. But then it's only a subject in Mogan Avraham. Say for sure if they're most. What's one of the other side? The other side holds, once you make Abdullah, it's no longer considered to be a Suda Shabbos at all. It's meaning you make Abdullah, talk out of the Suda Shabbos. You don't say it. So you know what I think? For that reason, you shouldn't make Abdullah in the middle of Shalom Shabbos. Not like the Shabbos, the Chazon says, don't make Abdullah, don't Shabbos Shuddas, because then you're going to be Mevatel Ritzeh. You're Mevatel Ritzeh, that's bothering yourself up. It's worse than Mevatel Ritzeh. You're stuck in a Suffolk Ritzeh. That's the worst. Suffolk, you say it, you not say it. That's why I think it's a bad idea. That's why we have Hashem Ritzeh, we don't do it. So that's the last year. Yes, sir. But no, that's not true. An unknown question. So I'm guessing that Mara be not like this. But I remember, I think he talked about some of that. I forgot what he said. Look at that. No clear answer. There's 100 pages on the topic. No clear answer. Sorry. Big deal. Not a big deal. I mean, it's something with Taylor Summer, I should say it, but it's not different. Well, that's not true. If it's Taylor, Father, or Brother, you shouldn't say it. You say it today? Why not? I would say it's Thursday. Where's the Torah? That's right. So it's not Shabbos, you shouldn't say it. Yes, sir.
The same challenge has here applied to saying for the other
Kiddush Samach.
Kiddush?
What?
That's a Nichols Kiddush, not a Nichols Adal. Excuse me for a minute. Oh, that's what I said, against the Alter Rebbe. That's what I said yesterday. We need both. Hold on, whoa. 1 minute, slow. Whoopee. Would you say tough pay test? Is that what you say? Tough pay test. What that means, tough pay test? That's not the that's not Hilchus Shabbos at all. Probably it's Hilchus Pesach. So here's the other. Sifkat what? Zion? Tough pay test, Sifkat Zion. It's a long one, I'm wrong. Oh boy. He says you're allowed up to the sphere for test of Kovin, even if you didn't dive in the Ma'arib yet. Even Matzei Shabbos. It's considered the land of the Chol Dover. Va'afilu l'kadesh u l'havdil mutter kodem tfila. U'mazkir it say b'birchas ha'mazon. The Moshe Kasafki Simen Ayin Reish Aleph Reish Tzadi Gimel Reish Tzadi Zayin. He said it's three different places. I don't know if I can say it. One second. The shekel is silent. I don't know what this thing is on. You're right. So the mother says, I had intuition against the Alter Rebbe. See, I didn't realize that it was the mother of the mother of all like him. What it said, it
says. It says mafia.
This is fine. Let me read you the whole thing. The nearly the mutter list for Achad. Oh, Kiddush. Sure. It says, I feel the Kaddish of the half of the mutter called him Tfila. You gotta make Kiddush and make Abdullah before you dive in Ma'arif. Umaski would say, Bevirchas Hamazin, Shabbos, Chikla. What's the Kiddush?
Or
they go to the Kiddush.
Yeah,
the Gros is not allowed, by the way. The Gros said this is a no-no. The Mogad Avram says it's permissible for person, I know people who did this, that they didn't want to get around the time of the Sastri, but they didn't want to eat so late, so they eat early, and then go to Shiva. They eat, they daven mincha, what is it? Daven mincha, and then go eat. Then I'm a Meyer in the late minute. So they were making Kiddush before Meyer. Almost prepared to not do that. This is another idea. Here are the places. So. Right? Yeah, it's a Suda. There's Kiddush and the Suda. Then you get down to Meyer afterwards. The Gros is no good. But you tell me over here that the maybe you'd say only for the Shabbos, it's not cheap though. The person. If a person. It's the Kadesh before davening, isn't it obvious he makes? You might have thought there's no Ritz there because he didn't daven yet. Is that upset? Have a minute.
He
tells you he doesn't look to Rish Tzadi Gimel.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. He's in a Kiddush. What's the next Kiddush? So why can't he say Ritz there? He's having a care. What about Baruch Hamad? What's that like? What? About Baruch Hamad? That's Nechos Kiddush. What does it look like Baruch Hamad? Reish Samach Gimel. What did you say? Samach Zayin? This is unbelievable. Shabura Samach Zayin. You're right. The person says, I'm not in the middle of the meal. Everyone agrees that what? After the Hanok, etc. I'm sorry if he and Yochel Amach have to say, you're right. What did I wrong? Look at some Muslim. You are right. So this chance is suffering and Mogad Avraham. You and I are not going to resolve the suffix of the suffix of the
law.
No, the suffix. The law is the suffix, apparently.
The money is right now in
I'm talking about the Ramah, who's talking about a person there himself. Right. Right. That's right. It's a stira. Very tough pay test. The Subhat of Shalal Tzudah from Zaman of Shlimu Tzur. The Shua has a tough pay test. The Bogan of Ramah, if you made Abdullah, you still say, but you still say Ritzay. And over here he's been Subhat, if you didn't make Abdullah, he only said, for Hamad, maybe you still don't say Ritzay. But the Stira of the Wuyan Bogan of Ramah, that led him to Shlomo Zalman apparently to suggest a reinterpretation of the Mogan Avraham and Tov Pei Tes. Is that what the Tov Pei Tes? Otherwise, it probably says that. Otherwise, the Stirim. Otherwise, the Stirim. Let me just see if I can figure this out for a minute. Let me get the Rav Shlomo Gimel. Maybe only if you're diving, you should say Ritzay. Now, Mavdil, then you could say Ritzay, perhaps. Perhaps, I'm not sure. It's not going to be. So, must be a Shema Zalman. Something that's irrelevant to our case. Okay, very good. How does this all affect me? Wait a minute. Do I have a choice to be satisfied? Is this a steer in Mogan Avraham? So let's go back to my end, because yesterday I didn't know about all this yesterday we spoke. So I thought the Alter Rebbe might be wrong. Now they tell me the Mogan Avraham is the Alter Rebbe. Maybe the Alter Rebbe is wrong. Maybe he doesn't. The Tuffet, if he never said it, so then maybe the subject is all known to come from Baruch HaMavu, but Abdullah Abadi holds like the Alter Rebbe. So then back to where I started. Maybe I'm wrong, the Alter Rebbe is right, the Holodeus. Okay, we don't know. Still, it's an unresolved question so far. No one before Shlomo Zalman asked his cash, he was not going to run. He was the first one to ask the cash. It's a little hard to believe. The steer of glue is not going to run before the simple reading. Tell our men bays what pair. I have one somewhere. I thought I had one. One. What's the machlokas achronim about it? Yehuda David, Malchus Chaim, Chaya Yodam, Alter Rebbe, Das Torah. Apparently they asked already the question been asked before. I get the impression. Okay. All right. Enough of this. I'm not going to get through all this right now. Shkoyach, I'll have to look that up. So now I'm telling you that since we don't know, so you have to make Abdullah. So if the person made Abdullah already, so I'll tell him he has to bench. Would he have to say Ritzay or not? I'll say it's something. So the Alter Rebbe would say no. The way we thought the Mogan Rebbe is Mesupik, and it's very important. According to the way we came out, the Mogan Rebbe should be Mesupik. It's a circumstance. We're actually going to have a shem to the Shabbos or not. Well, the question might be raised, why is there a difference between baking Abdullah and Davening Meir? For Davening Meir, he says, Chlor. You Davening Meir, then you don't say Ritzay. Forget it. Why not? I guess Meir is worse, because Meir is very poor than baking Abdullah. He contrasts two extreme cases in the race of some of him. Meir, you don't say Ritzay. And Baruch HaMagul is what? It's Mesupik, right? We didn't discuss Abdullah. Abdullah also in the category of Sufik, and Abdullah you also don't say with him. Where's the player? Where's the Mogan Avraham? I'm not sure. Yeah, where are that going? Is what? Who pays Chess, Lamed, Bays, that I have a Mogan Avraham about Meir. No, I'm looking for Abdullah, not for Meir. Okay, so we're done. Let's go back now to finally figure out what shot in the other day in Shulchan Aruch Reish Tzadik Tes of Gimel that you have to make a new bar for a gopher in the middle of Abdullah. Still, they're lying. should have. The Kliya Tzuma. Ma, the Kliya the Kiddush, when you're not committed to anything to eat any longer, still you say, what? We don't make a bar of bread often. Abdul, when you're permitted to go on eating, it's a Kabbalah home, you should make a new bar of bread often. That was the Kasha we had before. So there are two ways, two approaches to this. The Emerson of Shat, and then the Mughal Rav's probably, she's not the original Shat. Emerson of Shat, who's the one who said this? Is the Marik. Look on the side of the barrel of the Marik. The Marik held, the Shit is a riff, the Kodim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Yeshon, it's a Reish Tzadi Tessim Aleph. Open up, Emerson of Reish Tzadi Shulchan Aruch. Here, please take this one, the two of you. And two of you take this one here, another one, two people. Here. I'm going to back in another Shulchan Aruch. Another one? Okay, another one, I know that. Look at the back. Then we have a ratio study test. I'll show you. Then we have the ratio study test, one way or the other. Should be enough to go around. Let's see first Sif Gimel she saw yesterday. We're going to go back to Sif Aleph for a second. In ratio study test, Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, "Shemafsik lahafel in tzorach levorach bar for a government al kol shel abdola, v'yesham mishet tzorach." Those are the 2 days. And we couldn't understand why in the world should it be tzorach. We don't understand it. So the embassy answer is: if you look at the Marik, it's the following. Look at the Mechaber on top. The Mechaber says as follows: the second word on the page Ayin Hay, Avalam hoya yoshe ve'ochem lebojom v'choshkolo. Ain Tzorach Lahafsik. As we know very well, because after all, we do it every week in the Shtibul, we keep right on eating. V'moya Yoshev Yishosev V'choshkolo, Tzorach Lahafsik. As I said before, Shti is not considered to be a kvius. V'yesh omrim, Tahani milik v'sofik Hashem. Ava b'vadeh Hashem, Kla'a filu hoya Yoshev V'ochol porat mabel v'mabel v'gomu s'dosim. Aminik v'choshk says there are mokas for a rishon. He some said, if you're a rif, in the Baragola. Smag, Das, Arif, and Maharik. Maharik Kolon is the Maharik. So he's worried about the Shnit Nisarif as he interprets it. That if it comes to Tez Kalkalim, Vada El Island, to stop you, Shalosh Shudas, against the Sidon. Oh, so the answer now is Pashat. The Maharik in Siv Gimel is simply the Shittas and Siv Alam. The Maharik is referring to a case of Vada Hashecha, Tez Kalkalim. When he holds, you have to stop. If you have to stop, you have to make a new amotzi, a new bar of prayer gofen. Again, shemafsik lahavdil ain to levar a bar of prayer gofen al kol shel avdol. The yesh amim shet tzorach. So the answer we asked the kasha before, why should it be tzorach? Very difficult to understand why you should have to require a new bar of prayer gofen. Why should it be required? I'm sorry.
Why would you not
see all? You're moving in the middle,
why would you not
see? We haven't gotten up to the cafe yet. We'll get to it. 2 days in the chat in the riff. But our kolpana, we could possibly suggest that there's no need for, and that's why you need a bar of prayer gofen. So take a look over here in the Bir Halacha, page 150. The Yeshama. Let's look at it together. The Yeshama Shitzorach is the second opinion of the Mechabas of Gimel. You require a new Bar Prado. In Ebbe Beis Yosef, Mechain Dabach, Mechain Avram, Doch, Yuba Atun Yashem, Tama Yeshom, Yuba Kiddush, Kalim Reish, Ayin Alps, and Dalet. The answer of that is a Bar Prado. Mechain Avram, Asik, Tatam, Hayeshom, Kamosh, Kasati, and Mishnah Brew. We'll get to later. Und der Agro hat der schon mal noch mehr gelacht und war vor der Gaffe nach schon mal bei mit viele Bau und Nabla. Weil es einmal so sich tat es bei Bau und der Nabla zur Hafs. Das der Marik. Und Melody Dan, wir hol der Kamaisa, ein zur Nabla. Das gibt's given the brackets. Wir kamen in Mail, if you say in the half of the Bau Bash Kosta, we're not going to have wrong. Es ist die Zohar, shall the Hazel, ben Tzudach. You don't understand. Marik lo kotzav zeh alo shittasav esif aleph. The sphere lay the vare hashecha tzorach lafsik in the vore bitvorov. Brackets for kotzav nafsik la shekel. End brackets. Ken me mail the dan da minig lef kisvore rishon of esif aleph. They not stick it. Mosh kotzav magan avram shem rabbeinu b'chayim. Bevare in tzorach lebarach vore pregof na lakotz. Ayotzi because they had the Amaful them to sue the Posh of the Borah, the Ainter of the Borah, and Birkas Borah for Gotham of the Coast. In Birk Mechil Alayayim. Come, come, hold, and nothing can prove it, the Magan Avraham, therefore told the Hatkila to avoid it. That he agreed. But, if you look at the top line in the Bialach, from the very top, Masha Kotzim of the Magan Avraham, the Sof, the Sif Kotzim of, Mishmach Lokas, the Borah, and Tacham, Mosi! Utamuah Ma'on, the Portamal of Akronim, that's what we had to do earlier. Mosi, that's the crazy. There's no need to be mafsik, so we can give the same answers before. We ate the answer before based on the Rosh Tikkun Torah. Now we can answer again differently. Because the Magen Avraham was going with the Marit. We would say the Torah mafsik. After Vadech HaShecho, after Bo, the Navnu, see the Sin Beis. That's why I make a motion. So our fancy Shtikkun Torah is not so necessary for us to answer the Magen Avraham. But beyond that, the truth is that the Bialachas Torah is Shver. Who cares the Torah mafsik? Kiddush is also Torah Lafzik, and Afal Pika, we pass it to the Mechada, but this Shem Cholet, it's no new bar for a government. So why do you require a new one? So the Magad Avraham is his own Svar, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes right over here, in Sifkot and Yud. That's a better Svar, because even the Bialacha Svar, though the Marit said it, doesn't seem to fit in well with the Mechada himself, Reisha and Aleph, and the Rosh, and all the Rishonim, and the Rishonim. Let's take a look on Sifkot and Yud, Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Mishnah Tzorech, Svir, then the Kol Shal Avdala, Ubinim b'fnei atzma, ben shayach l'suda. That's the point. Kiddush has to do with the suda. Kiddush b'bakum suda, b'chule, b'chule. But the kol shel avdala has nothing to do with the suda. That's why I have to make a new bar for a government. That's what he says. Now the Magen Avraham says that, and he brings a number of rayas to it. You just make a, just say a bar like this, you have to bring a raya. You have to bring a raya. What's the Raya? The Raya is from certain Prote Dinim, which according to Sarmi Shonin, Havdala Dibas from Kiddush. Take a look over here in Sif Zion and Sif Ches. We're very excited about it. It's not how we're doing right now, but we're just going to show the Raya of the Magen Avraham. This is the Mechaber in Sif Zion. Amatul al Ayayin al Shulchano. Afilu Hibn Kodesh and Adol Yodah. Poter Ayayin Shemitoch Amosin. Shein Tzorach Lomorachol. The Yeshamim, the Lopotter, Elim Kain, not the other Kalim of Hebrew. So according to the Yeshamim, what does the Yeshamim say? The Yeshamim says, if you make Borah for a Gofen and Abdullah, and then you wash, and then you're having wine in the middle of the meal, you're required to make a new Borah for a Gofen on that wine. You know full well from your personal experience, when it comes to Kiddush, it's not that way. If you make a Gofen and Kiddush, and you have wine in the middle of your Shabbat, you don't make a new Borah for a Gofen. You sure not. What's the difference? Because the Magen Avraham has a difference. Because Kiddush has shaykhas to the Suda. Where Havdalah has no shaykhas to the Suda. That's the Sif Zayin. Now in Sif Ches, Shepoter Ayayin Shepetoch HaMozen Shein Tzorach L'Baruch Allah Gamein Tzorach L'Baruch Baruch HaChona Al Kol Shel Havdalah. So if you make, when you bench, no need for an Al HaGefen on Havdalah goes. That's what the Mechaber says in Sif Ches. Then he says, "Yesh Omer." At the end, 1 minute. Yesh Misha Omer. Should Tzarach Lavarach Baruch Achron Al Kol Shel Avdol in certain situations. So therefore, again, a shayla. When it comes to Kiddush, we know for a fact we never make a bracha of Al Hagefen on the Kiddush. We assume it's subsumed by the bench. What's the difference again? The difference in these both sif and the Yesh Omer is that Avdol and Kiddush are different. By the way, if you look at Tosfos right over here, the Sechus of Tzachim right over here, and Yidei Yayin Yotzan on Kuf. Amit Beis, with the Rosh, in Simon Dalit, he discusses both of these issues, and comes out against these views which the Magen Avraham decided. And Abdullah is in fact identical to Kiddush. But the mere fact, the Magen Avraham said, that there's a Sarmi Shonin, to one that they have the Shimon Aruch, who distinguishes between Kiddush and Abdullah on these points, indicates that we know for a fact that Kiddush is more closely related to the Suda than Abdullah. You know what they mean without these rites. So that's the reason why, according to the one day of the Mechaber, Reish Tzadetesim Bimel, if you make Abdullah in the middle of a Suda, you require a brand new Borah for a Gofen. The Hezbo is as follows. The only thing that the Hamoti pattern is something which is Shaykhas to the Suda. You know, I'll give you an example. From Rosh Hashanah, the meaning is you take a fruit. Right? rotzen, shit, the karadin, shit, the karadin, the soup, or whatever, they dip the apple in the honey. That's how we grew up when we were kids. There was even a song called Dip the Apple in the Honey. When you dip the apple in the honey, you make a new boy prayer, the color day.
What do you do?
Let's say those some to you the apple after they may have the hamon. After hamon. This is different from the hogan. Not a shayla. So we have to make our about bread, no question about it. I mean, some possible say you have a food cup at the beginning of the Suda, so that food cup does not require a bracha of foreign grace because it's like the appetite, does this, does that. So the answer is, yeah, that's critical. What's the appetite? It's considered to be part of the meal. The dip the apple in the honey, which is a simmer toad, doesn't do with the meal. It's under a minig which came in. Yeah, you could argue that the carrots, once the minute you vomit, should be part of the meal. Other of it. Maybe you should wash. Better have it before you wash. Hey, what do we do in my house? I forgot it. Before you wash? I don't know what we're doing. I forgot what we're doing. We wash first? Shabbat Kiddush about the suit. I think we wash first. I don't remember. That's my wife. I don't know what we're doing. We'll get to that later. So whatever's not part of the meal, the poskim say, if you drink a schnapps, I don't drink any schnapps, so it's not against me. I'm against drinking schnapps. But those who drink schnapps, they have the schnapps, but the schnapps have somehow washed down the fish, or between the fish and the meat, and then whatever, it has to do with the suda proper, so that we understand that no new bracha requires the schnapps in the middle of the meal. But the poskim say, if you drink all the time, you're drinking a meal, you're having a meal, so I'm chasing chalavok in. Oh, chalavok, that's a lachai. So the poskim say, you're supposed to make a shahakal on that lachai. That's nothing to do with the meal, unrelated to the meal. So the Bogan Avram is saying that Havdalah is like a lachai. Havdalah has nothing to do with the meal proper. So therefore, you require a special bar for a government, and Havdalah you have in the middle of Shalosh Shudas. As opposed to Kiddush, which you would have in the middle of a Friday night meal, and it suddenly became dark, and you're making Kiddush, where the Shulchan Aruch states unequivocally based on the Rishalmi, that there is no bar of prayer government. So the Bogan Avram distinguish it. Kiddush is a shaykhus to the meal. Kiddush is a suda and all that stuff. Was Abdullah unrelated to the meal? It's unrelated to the meal. So then according to one day, you require a new bar of prayer government. That's true, it's far. Yeah. That's for sure. Definitely. What? They can yay. Yeah, sure.
And
everyone else
is
sure.
Didn't you
already
say
it
makes Kiddush for the whole show?
We'll discuss it by reading. They didn't have wine. We'll get to it. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Relax. If that's Kamar Medina, we'll talk all about it. We'll be patient. Well, that's another thing. The Halev of the Mechaim. Stand the rope. This much for getting the also. Not a plea. But we'll come to all this. Be patient, we'll get to all this. We'll get to all this, Linetta. I saw that the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has in Shmir Shabbos that he's worried about the Mogan Avraham Shita. He said, Manach Kimi, this never happened to us. The truth is, this never happened to us. Because we never make Havdalah in the middle of a meal. I never have it in my life. Except once, when the Shlomo Zalman's case happened to me. I remember, that's about 20 years ago, a long time ago. It was a Seder, and I was, a long time ago, I was extremely tired. And either the first or second Seder, I don't know which one already, was Motze Shabbos. I was tired and disoriented, I forgot about Yachna Haz. See later on, I made Kiddush. All of a sudden, somewhere in the middle of Maggid somewhere. Where, what's going on? Maybe by the Zvachim and the Pesachim, and that's what I remember. I was trying to think where else I had to come to my mind. So maybe the Zvachim with the Pesachim, whatever it is. Also, I didn't make Havdalah. And the whole discussion is possible. Wait, it was a person. So the whole discussion, what do you do? Let's say a person remembers, I remember at the very end, but let's say a person remembers this in the middle of Manishtana, except he remembers, he didn't say, what do you do now? You postpone that bell until later on. And if you don't, they can tell it right away, you make a new bar for a goffin. Well, let's say you remember in the middle of the meal. It can also happen to you. You're ready, you're in the middle of the meal, you'll suddenly write the bell, and make a bell. You're not eating, you're stop eating. You gotta make a new abdullah now. Do you need a new bar for a goffin or not? That's where it comes up. That can come up lemaisa. First, you can forget yakdas. And that can not only pace of that yakdas, it can be forgotten in Shavuot. Sure. Yeah, right? You make a new abdol, you do the bar for a dog without a bar for a dog. That's a serious shame. Yeah. I would say, why not? Could be. So Shlomo Zalman says in two places, and he backs out a little bit in a different place. I think it's a parak. So we also want to look up in Shlomo Zalman's vort. Parak Sama Ha'ara Pei Dalit. He says like this. The person I make Abdullah in the middle of a meal, you should make a gofen on the Abdullah. Shlomo Zalman, what about the Magen Avraham Shita? What about by the Seder? He says, each and every kos requires a new bar for a gofen. Why? Because every kos is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And by a chas, we pass, we make two different bar for a gofen. Brichas Eres and Brichas Nisuin. So too, says Shlomo Zalman, Chaluka kosh l'Abdullah, miyayin shal rishus. A new word. A new vart. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, a new vart, why he should require a bar per goffin against everything we said. Not because we said a bar, but what? What do we say? That the bar per goffin is not part of the meal, the Magen Avraham Svara. Yeah, but it's a brand new original Svara, and the